I want to take the last few moments of our show to recognize a great loss this past weekend. Nick Meglin passed away at his home in Durham Saturday at the age of 82. Nick was editor of Mad Magazine for nearly 50 years before retiring in 2004, and I count myself among the many, many people in journalism and the creative arts who consider Mad Magazine among their most important influences. In fact, our love of Mad is about the only way that I could be on the same list with George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Charles Schulz, Jerry Seinfeld, Patti Smith, Weird Al Yankovic, just as the horrifying cliche goes, to name a few. Mad taught us how to see through all the lies and laugh at the PR madmen who spawn profit from desire. And Mad spoke truth to power in the best tradition of the court jester. On the surface, a clumsy half-wit who threatens no one with adolescent pranks, but when those pratfalls and gags are rooted in dignity and wit, the truth is revealed, and preening lords are humbled. And that is what Nick Meglin brought to Mad, a steady editorial hand that kept the usual gang of idiots tumbling forward with incisive wit and profound dignity. It takes a brilliant mind to play the fool so well. Of course, powerful people are rarely fond of the truth. In November of 2012, Nick joined me on the State of Things, and I asked him which of Mad's many targets complained the most.
Anyone who took themselves seriously, like some politicians, really thought we were the enemy. And because we were exposing, obviously, the flaws and frailties of whatever their position was or whatever they had said. They don't like what we do and why we do it. But, of course, these are the people who say that, you know, America is a democracy and are the first to want to make it a dictatorship and a censorship.
Nick Meglin appeared on our show several times, and I will confess to you, the first time I was jumping out of my skin with excitement. I was actually worried that I might make a fool of myself. Now, imagine being scared of looking stupid to the guy who's the brains behind Alfred E. Newman. Anyway, Nick immediately put me at ease. He's the kind of guy who talks to you like you've known him forever. The show went well. Nick and I actually became close friends. And here's something that never happens. A guy I admired from afar all my life turned out to be exactly what I expected when I knew him up close. No, better. We saw each other often. He welcomed me into his large circle of friends and his loving family. He treated all of us with deep affection, and even though Nick was a figure who is much larger than life, he made each of us feel like the star of the show. I have prospered enormously from his wisdom, his experience, and his warm and generous spirit. He had a brilliant mind and a loving heart, and I miss Nick Meglin very much.